This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9. Look, unfortunately, Dylan has had to, just
take a phone call.
Yeah, he had to take a phone call, drop out of the studio for a real second.
But
yeah,
right now, joining us on the rooftop, because we are on the rooftop, believe it or not.
We are broadcasting live from the Joy 94.9 rooftop. And look, it's a bit cold out here.
It is fresh. And look, we might not be really allowed up here. But no. We had the expert. The expert wanted all this space because we've got an Australian animal expert.
We've got an Australian animal expert here with us. What's your name, Australian animal expert?
Struth. My name's Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
And I'm excited to be on your show. It's 16 degrees. I'm sweating in anticipation.
Really?
But I'm freezing my nips off.
We're just excited that you asked us to come onto the rooftop because it seems like we saw before the show, we saw all the cranes coming in. We saw things.
It was very elaborate.
Yeah. Very elaborate. So we're just super impressed that you wanted to come on tonight and really just showcase the Australian animals, you know?
I just want to showcase this land's native flora and fauna to your viewers.
Really?
Yep.
Via the medium of radio.
That sounds good.
I think the viewers out there will really enjoy it.
Oh, they
Kevin.
Will.
Thanks, so, Jeff. So what have you brought along? What's the first animal we get to have a bit of fun with?
Yeah.
The first animal is my favourite kind of bat.
Oh, really?
It's a wombat.
Oh.
Not actually a type of bat, but it's a wombat.
Look, very Australian.
Very Australian. And look, it's very cute and cuddly.
I'd love to have one as a pet, just to cuddle up to it,
It's all nice and
now,
brown.
Now, right here.
Yes.
Right here.
What?
Stop that.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Look, you might be surprised to know that this one is actually quite aggressive.
Look,
really?
I don't believe you. Look out. Look at it. It looks like it likes G over
look
there.
Look at that. I mean, look. It's really cute and cuddly. Ow.
Oh, I think it...
Ow.
Did it...
Ow.
Oh, no.
Just... Ow.
Is it supposed to be doing that, Kevin?
What?
Looks can be deceiving.
Ow.
It does have some mighty good chompers.
I don't think this... Oh, Jesus.
Oh, geez. And it headbutted him as well. I guess we'll move on. We'll keep the ball
can
rolling.
You put that wombat away.
Kevin, what else have you brought along for the listeners of Laugh Out Proud?
Jeez, I was hurting.
Look,
Animal 2 is my favourite type of puss.
Right. Really?
That's interesting.
It's a platypus.
Yes.
Oh.
Again,
which,
very Australian.
That is very, very Australian. I like it.
These things are smarter than your average puss.
Really?
Are they really?
Yeah, they are smarter than you think.
See, I don't know if I believe you, expert Kevin, because look, they've got those duck bills. They're essentially ducks.
Yeah, it's a duck.
You know, like a flat duck.
Oh, look, wait, Z, I have some bread. I mean, you could probably give them some bread, right?
Yeah, we'll share some with the platted
some
duck.
Chuck them some bread.
There you go, duck. Enjoy it. Enjoy it, little duck.
Oh, it's gobbling it up there. What's it doing?
Oh. It's in my
eyes. What did you just get squirted with, man?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's...
And it gets on my other eye.
Is it in heat? What is it squirting out?
No, it just means you're about to croak it.
Uh-oh.
It's jumping out of the water at you. What the hell is happening?
My throat.
Oh, it got you in the bloody mouth again. Jesus, what is going on right now?
Oh, no.
Look, I'm gonna get wipe that blood off you and make sure you're okay while the animal expert, Kevin, gets the crane happening over here.
Crane, not an animal.
No.
Mechanical device.
Yeah. It was a huge, huge looking crane coming in with some sort of animal. It's all covered up. We can't see what it is. What is the animal that you have here?
It's a hairy, large thing, and it's not your mother. It's a bear craned in all the way from. Drum roll, please.
We don't have it. Wendy doesn't have a drum roll. Okay.
Oh, no. You were the drum roll. You were the music.
That was me trying to get the platypus juice out of my face. Yeah.
If you want to get your puss juice out like that, you can do whatever you like. It's all the way from Epping in Victoria, the lovely state of Victoria, the education state. I'm giving you guys an education.
Thank you, expert.
It's a bear.
Right. Interesting.
I didn't realize that these bears, these white polar bears, were actually native to Epping, like Australia.
Interesting.
Nah. That's where you're wrong, buddy.
Really?
No, he's an albino or albino, depending on how you want to pronounce it.
Either way.
You want to pronounce it correctly or incorrectly.
Either way, Kev. You're the one with the credentials.
Albino Epping brown paw, because you know paws as in it's a bear, so it's a paws.
Interesting. But saying all this stuff, what makes it Australian now? I don't get it.
You see its lower back. It's got a tramp stamp. It's the Southern Cross. It's got the Southern Cross on its back.
Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah. You've just it kind of looks like it's just been painted on, though.
Oh, nah. Well, they told me I can't tattoo them anymore. We tried to get matching tattoos because that's what you do to your bloody animals.
Yes, if you're attached to them, gee, what's that you got there? What are you eating?
Well, I'm just eating some delicious bloody porridge right now.
Jeez, it looks
I don't
nice.
Know what you guys are doing, but look, it's got plenty of honey in here.
That's an early morning breakfast for you.
Oh, nice. Yeah, baby. And look, it's the best because it's not too hot. It's not too cold. It's just right. It's just right.
Smells. Uh-oh.
What? Uh-oh. What's wrong?
G, look out. It's coming. It wants you.
I'm running. I'm running. Why does it want me so bad?
It wants you. It wants your goodies.
What
it wants your
happening?
Honey. Winnie, stop it.
Jesus.
Stop it.
Ow.
Ow. Oh, jeez.
Ow.
Look, it's not...
Oh. Kev, put this bear down.
Yeah.
Ow. Oh.
Look, someone look after that. Kev, you've got one more animal for us.
This bear is still attacking us,
really,
and you need to put it away.
It's been a tough slug for us. Oh, right now, what's the final animal that we get to experience?
Animal number four, or as I like to call it, animal number four, is a kangaroo.
Oh, wow.
A classic Australian mammal.
It is very, it's pretty classic.
It's
I mean,
on
it's on the coin,
arms.
It's exactly on the, yeah, right. The coat of arms.
Look, and we all know what makes this kangaroo, yeah. You know, what makes it Australian?
We know.
You'd be hopping mad not to know, buddy. Mr. Z. Well, it comes from Great Northern Germany.
Wow, that is Australian.
Yeah, very Australian, I think.
That is pretty Australian.
The number one prize fighter right here.
What?
And bloody hell, you're his next challenger. 43 and naught.
Wow.
Also
that's...
known as zero.
Jeez. Oh, no. Okay, well, how many kangaroos has it fought before?
Zero.
What? Oh, jeez.
What is happening?
Whoa. Oh, come on. Oh, get off it.
Oh,
come on.
Oh. Get him. Get him. Get him.
One, two.
He's down.
Three.
He's down. Wow, that he is absolutely down and out. All right. So, look, Dylan, I don't know where he is right now, but I wish he was because he needs to ask for those credentials. I don't know why or how you are certified as an animal expert, Kevin. Can we please see some credentials? Because Z over here is bleeding from the mouth profusely. Please.
Call
can we
someone.
See some? Can we see some? Oh, he's off.
What's he? Where'd he go?
Well.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.